Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 7, verse 18 to 35. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, verse 18 to 35. John's disciples told him about all these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." After John's messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear expensive clothes and indulge in luxury are in palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves because they had not been baptized by John. Jesus went on to say, "To what then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he is a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by all her children." My theme for reflection is when expectations cloud our vision. When expectations cloud our vision. Have you ever met someone who talks a big game, bragging about achievements or influence, only to discover that the reality doesn't quite match the noise? Sometimes our world seems full of people making empty claims about their importance. But there is a difference between those who make noise and those who let their actions speak for themselves. It is as if the question arises, what are you doing that truly defines who you are? In Luke 7, 18 to 35, John the Baptist sends his disciples to ask Jesus a pointed question. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? At first glance, this seems strange. Isn't this the same John who leaped in his mother's womb at the presence of Jesus? The same John who had declared boldly, "Behold the Lamb of God." And yet, here he is, in the silence and confinement of Herod's prison, questioning whether Jesus is truly the Messiah. John's doubt makes him relatable, Because haven't we all had moments when life did not match what we expected? Perhaps you trusted God to answer a prayer, but nothing changed. Perhaps you fought for justice or worked tirelessly to make a difference, yet the status quo remained. John had proclaimed the coming of a kingdom that would set captives free and overturn systems of oppression. Yet now, imprisoned and isolated, he cannot reconcile his circumstances with his expectations. Where is the Messiah's power? Why hasn't the kingdom arrived with fire and force? Jesus' response is both profound and gentle. He does not answer with a yes or no, but simply points to the evidence. Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. Jesus Christ does not rely on grand proclamations. He lets the fruit of his ministry speak for itself. The kingdom of God is advancing, not in the corridors of power, but among the broken, the sick, and the poor. It is a powerful message. The kingdom does not always come with the visible upheaval we imagine. It comes quietly, subtly, with lives transformed and hope restored. Yet this answer would not have been easy for John to hear. Jesus' way did not align with the apocalyptic vision. Many Jews, including John, expected a Messiah who would overthrow Rome and dismantle the systems of injustice. Instead, Jesus' kingdom begins with healing, compassion, and restoration from the ground up. This tension between expectation and reality is where so many of us falter. Like John, we want to see unmistakable evidence of God's reign. Rome overthrown, Herod cast down, justice served in an instant. When we don't, we wonder, where is God in this? Should we be looking for someone or something else? Yet Jesus reminds us to look again. The blind see, the dead are raised, and the poor hear good news. God is at work in ways we may overlook because they do not match our assumptions. My dear friends, this passage is a mirror for us. How often do our expectations of God prevent us from recognizing the work happening right before us? We live in a world still plagued by broken systems and injustice, and we may feel tempted to doubt, to question whether God is truly at work. Yet the evidence of his kingdom is still here, breaking into the darkness through acts of love, justice, healing, and hope. As Todd Bolsinger writes in Canoe in the Mountains, God is calling us to let go of old maps and expectations, to adapt and trust him in uncharted territory where his work surprises us. So what are we doing that defines who we are? Are we contributing to the noise, or are we reflecting the quiet evidence of God's kingdom? Jesus challenges us to open our eyes and see the signs of his work in the small victories, the lives restored, and the hope kindled in the most unexpected places. Let us not stumble because Jesus does not meet our limited expectations. Instead, let us lean in, trust, and point others to the evidence of God's reign breaking through, one act of love and restoration at a time. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where your expectations of God have limited your ability to see his work? Number two, Where do you see evidence of God's kingdom, restoration, healing, or hope breaking through in small or unexpected ways? Gracious God, forgive us when our expectations blind us to your work. Teach us to trust in your ways even when they do not align with our plans. Open our eyes to see the quiet evidence of your kingdom in our lives and in the world around us. May we, like John, point others to you, and may we find joy in witnessing your healing and your restoring work. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.